Changing consumer culture in the U.S. Shopping has been an important part of culture in the U.S. for a very long time, especially for young people. In a consumer society, shopping is often a social activity, a form of entertainment, and a method of creating one's identity. A lot has changed over the past 40 years in how, where, and why Americans shop, and there may be some interesting differences from Japan. There are some interesting historical shopping trends. In the 1970s and 80s, small specialty stores called boutiques were popular. However, in the 1990s, large corporations started building big box stores, selling one type of product, like electronics or sporting goods. These stores had lower prices and more inventory than the boutiques, and drove many out of business. Now, online shopping has begun to put many big box stores out of business. Online shopping is not a very new concept. Shopping by mail has a long history. In fact, flipping through the huge Sears catalog, which seemed to sell everything, used to be a national pastime, especially before Christmas. Online shopping first began in the mid-1990s and has grown exponentially since. According to the National Retailers Federation, 2022 will be the first year when consumers spend more than $1 billion online. This means that fewer and fewer people shop as a public, social activity. In fact, so many giant shopping malls have been left empty that some adventurous photographers have started exploring the creepy, empty spaces. One type of physical store seems like it is here to stay. Large discount retailers. Several such chains exist in the U.S., and they are like super-powered big box stores. Instead of specializing in a single category of goods, they sell everything. They focus on selling a high volume of cheap goods, and do so by getting customers to buy everything they need all in one place. You can buy car accessories, baby clothes, hardware, electronics, and toys all in the same store. They even sell food. They make it very difficult for small businesses to compete, and so many people dislike using them. At the same time, however, less competition means that more and more people are shopping at these discount stores. The history of shopping in the U.S. seems to continually pursue convenience and cost effectiveness. For example, instead of traveling to four different boutique electronic stores to compare products, with big box stores, you could compare all of the electronics in one place. Now, with discount retailers, you can buy electronics in the same store as gardening equipment, school supplies, and groceries. Otherwise, you might just buy everything from an online discount retailer and save yourself the trip. Convenience and savings are a through line of the history of U.S. consumerism. Of course, this is an overgeneralization, but in a car culture like the U.S., it is often easier to shop for 1 to 2 weeks worth of food or other items than to go out every other day. Americans also tend to buy value packs. That means buying in bulk. If you have room to store extra dry goods, items that won't go bad, you can usually get a cheaper price by buying lots at the same time. This combines convenience and savings. Additionally, Americans use credit cards and debit cards for almost all purchases. It is more convenient and safer than walking around with lots of cash, and many credit cards offer rewards, like a percentage of cash back or airline miles. If you plan well, a credit card can actually provide a lot of value. On the other hand, the pursuit of value and convenience has a darker side. First of all, many people overspend with credit cards and end up in debt. In fact, there is psychological evidence that people feel more pain of paying when they see dollar bills leaving their wallet than when invisibly transferring money from a plastic credit card. This makes it much easier to spend money you shouldn't. Also, the U.S. economy is heavily reliant on importing cheap goods from other countries. American companies often cannot compete with low-wage foreign competition. That means that discount retailers send a lot of American dollars overseas, often to companies which do not pay their workers a decent wage or provide for their safety. Finally, the rise of online shopping has also dramatically increased the amount of cardboard and other packaging waste. In a word, convenience always comes with a cost.